If you are still on this field tonight, you want to respond by shouting hallelujah. The Lord is set. Heaven is set. But I don't know if you are set. I want you to register your presence before the Lord tonight and say, Lord, we are ready to behold your glory. Show yourself in our midst. Oh my God. The expectation of the just, it shall not be cut off. And tonight, God will meet you at the very point of your need. This is the day we have been waiting for. And the mercy of the Lord Most High will be made manifest. Register your presence and make effort to secure mercy for your life tonight. Kaivoselimo kompelama sikateli. Lebroski fotamuno koria papala masante. Make effort to secure mercy, because the Lord will be passing by. Glory to God in the highest. In the name of Jesus. That amen is weak. I say, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And omen appeared in the heavens. Wise men were sought to interpret the meaning of the sign that was shown in the heavens above. When they looked upon it and checked their books, they found a star of a king had risen, and that occasioned a journey all the way from the desert of Arabia in search of the king whose star had risen in the east. Whatever you have come here to find tonight, to look for tonight, God will help you find it in the name of Jesus Christ. The travelers came into Israel with a hope that they may be given a privilege to look upon the king whose star appeared in the east. God will give you the privilege to look upon the glory and the glamour that will radiate from the face of Jesus Christ. Even tonight you will behold what you seek, and your heart will be glad. To take us further tonight, with everyone standing on his or her feet, I want to bring to the microphone a field marshal, a man that has labored in the journey of the gospel in Nigeria and beyond. Brothers and sisters, men and brethren, join me tonight with a clapping ovation as we bring to the microphone Evangelist Sunday Oguche.
If you love Jesus,
Let your hallelujah be the loudest. If truly you love Jesus, let your voice be heard from heaven the loudest. Let me tell you a story. I was in a service 9 days ago. I was preaching on forgiveness, key to total recovery. And I read that scripture, and David recovered all. Very simple instruction. I told the people, replace David with your name and say you recovered all. And as all the people gathered, we speak, I could only hear one name overshadowing every other name, Joy. I will ask them to do it again. Joy's name will be on top. So I told them, I can only hear Joy. Is it Joy only here? The service ended. We had an early morning service. As I was coming out of the service, this young lady ran and fell down and said, "Sir, how was the joy you were talking about yesterday?" When I listened to God's word, I made up my mind to forgive my mother-in-law. And immediately after the service, I went straight to her to apologize and to tell her whatever I felt she did to me, I've forgiven her. 2 months to her wedding, the mother-in-law canceled the wedding. The moment she arrived in the mother-in-law's place, before she will open her mouth, because bitterness, the roadblock had been removed, the mother-in-law said to her, "My daughter, what God has joined together, I cannot put asunder. Go and marry your husband." Whatever is standing between you and what God wants to do in your life, I pray that it will be rolled away tonight. Some of us are very close to answer, but we can't access answer. But tonight, I pray for such a help of heaven that will make you respond the right way, that will make you do the right thing, that will make things go right with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before I preach God's word tonight, the Lord said to me, "Before you bring my word to my people, I want to meet their needs. There is something that followed you here that is about to leave you now. There is a challenging condition of life that is about to be terminated right now. In his presence, the mountains do one thing, they melt." So as I carry you to his presence in worship, follow me. Things will melt away from your life, and they will never resurface again forever. Let me hear a better amen.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah.
Somebody has just been set free from migraine headache. That headache has lasted up to 13 years now. The Lord has set you free completely. You are forever free in the name of Jesus. Somebody has been set free from the spirit of insanity. That spirit has left you. Receive soundness of mind now in the name of Jesus. Somebody has been healed from asthma. You can breathe normally now. You can breathe naturally now. Come back no more in the name of Jesus. I see something move out from the left hand side of somebody's chest. That sharp pain, left hand side of your chest, has just been removed. Come back no more in the name of Jesus. I see a chain break off from somebody's waist. Somebody has just been delivered from terrible menstrual pain. It's gone and it is gone forever. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has been set free from snake spirit. I see snakes running out of you. running out of you. I command an everlasting separation between you and those tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus. Somebody's Bible has just been restored back to him. The word of God was snatched from your hand. Since then, you can't access God's word anymore. When the time comes for you to preach, you are afraid, because God's word has been snatched from your hand. The Lord just restored back the sword of the Spirit to you. The word of God has just been given back to you. I decree all round restoration in the name of Jesus. Somebody's lost memory has just been restored. Goiter has just disappeared. Goiter has just disappeared. Come back no more in the name of Jesus. Somebody's hearing has just been restored. You can hear me right now. Somebody's hearing has just been restored. Lift your two hands up everywhere. The Lord said to me, there are 51 people here tonight. He will release to them the mantle of an evangelist. Lift your two hands up. Father, wherever those 51 people are, locate them all over this congregation. Let them really receive that mantle like you told me now. In the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive now. Yes. Yes, receive there. Yes, receive over there. Receive that mantle now, now, now. The hand of the Almighty rest upon you. No one will miss out. Receive your portion. Receive your portion. Receive your portion. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. That bleeding has ceased. Come back no more in the name of Jesus. Somebody's blood pressure has just been corrected. That high blood pressure is gone forever. That satanic heat has left you. I command normalcy in your body in the name of Jesus. Somebody's stolen treasure has just been restored. What they stole from you, the Lord has received it back. Take it back in the name of Jesus. I see somebody being untied. Your destiny was tied. You are being brought. You are being brought back home. Recover your lost destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. The yoke of oppression is being broken. The yoke of oppression is being broken. That satanic infection that has refused cure has just been healed. I see the Lord giving brand new womb to these two women. Brand new womb, brand new womb, brand new womb. Receive in the name of Jesus. You shall be called mothers after now. In the name of Jesus. The womb you have received has no damage like the one that was taken away. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. Whatever has gone will never come back again. Somebody's sight has just been restored. Perfectly restored. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. I see something move out of somebody's right leg. You are perfectly whole in the name of Jesus. I see a lump removed from somebody's left breast. Appear no more in the name of Jesus. Somebody's lost ring has just been restored. You don't know the mystery behind your ring that got lost. And as the ring got lost, as if you also lost your marriage, things were no longer working right in the home. Because that ring has been restored, your marriage is also restored in the name of Jesus. I see peace returning back to several homes. Thank you, Father. A heart that is beating abnormally, beating faster than normal, is beating normally now. I see the Lord replacing somebody's two kidneys. Somebody's two kidneys have just been replaced. You will fulfill your years. You will fulfill your days. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Only you can do what no man can do. That pile is gone forever. It will come back no more. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. That neck pain is also gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Unto you be the glory forever. You are so loving a Father. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's lost documents have just been restored. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Amen. Now listen. Either it was mentioned or not, you notice you received a miracle from God. He was doing it faster than I could catch. You notice something happened to you. Notice God touched you. Something left you. Or you had a visitation. I want only you to appreciate God with a clap offering. Only you. Only you. Only you. Not everybody. Only you. Listen. Listen. Don't be religious about it. I have a message very strong on my heart that I want to deliver. But what he wants to do is what is best to be done. You noticed you received a miracle from God and you are grateful for what God has done for you. You are the one I asked to clap for him. Just you. Just you. Amen. Listen. If you are very sure of what happened to you, leave where you are standing. Run out to the altar. Lift your two hands up. And thank him for what he has just done for you. Do that very quickly. Wherever you are, run out to the altar. Lift your two hands up to him. And thank him for the miracle you just received. It may have happened so simply, so cheaply, so easily. But that's the way he works with us. You are sure you received a miracle from God. You received a touch from God. Something happened to you. You are very sure of what happened to you. It's you that I ask to rush from wherever you are. Come to the altar. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Honor him. Who could have done this but him? Only him. Only him. You have cross-checked. You are very sure you received a miracle from God. No wonder. He said, I will meet the needs of my people. I will meet their needs first. He has done this so that you can hear him well. Somebody has been delivered from terrible fear. That tormenting fear has left you. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, yeah, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, yeah. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, yeah. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh,
you are Yahweh,
Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Alpha, Omega. Father, I join them to say thank you. I appreciate you for choosing to meet their needs this way. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father. And because whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. We know even this that you have done shall be forever. So you be the glory forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Look at me. Stand up. Are you sure you received a miracle from God? I can't be tempted to listen to you because I have a message I must deliver. Who do we take? Who do we leave? Thank you, Father. Amen. Go back. Come and appreciate the Lord. Is that all you can do? Go and give the testimony in your churches. And let Jesus be glorified. The theme of the crusade is the manifestation of the sons of God. I remember that when I was growing up as a small boy, that is one of the hymns in my local dialect that we used to sing every time we go to church. That hymn says, Awata Hamamaja Hatawala Nungbadu. We are the children of God. Our Father owns everywhere. And almost every Sunday, when we go to church, that hymn is one of the hymns we will sing. And singing that hymn, I was tempted to believe, even though I was a thief, even though I was smoking, even though I was a very wicked boy, I called myself Sunday Pepe. I joined them to sing the song, We Are the Children of God. Will claiming to be a son of God just make one a son of God? If we are talking of the sons of God manifesting, we needed to understand clearly who are the sons of God. In Romans chapter 8, Paul said in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The first question coming to me tonight is, where are you? Are you in Christ Jesus or are you in church? Are you in Christ Jesus or are you in a ministry? Does that have escaped condemnation are those that are in Christ Jesus, who have a pattern of work. If you claim you are in Christ Jesus and you are walking after the flesh, you will still end in condemnation. Are you in Christ? Are you in Christ Jesus? Or are you just in religion? Are you just in Bible school? Where are you? There are many that are in church but are not in Christ. Such men and women have no choice than to walk after the flesh. Where you are in determines your walk. We live in a generation that men are concerned about what to do for God, work to do for God, than how to live for God, work with God. But can I say to you, if you don't have a correct working with God, every work you are doing for God is useless. The problem that Cain had was that he wanted to work for God without a walk with God. He didn't mind offering God something when God had no place in his heart, in his life. How could a man so full of anger, a man so full of jealousy like Cain, a man so full of hatred, a man so stubborn that he will not even take correction from God, a man who cannot be corrected, a man who has tendency to commit murder, say he's coming to offer sacrifice, offer something to God? That is where we find ourselves today. People are busy doing so many things for God when they don't have a relationship with God. Where are you? Have you come into Christ? The proof that you have come into Christ is you will no more walk after the flesh. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. What do you mind? What is your heart panting after? What is the hunger of your heart? What is your waking thought? Those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit, don't mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If you walk after the Spirit, You will mind the things of the spirit. Your yearning, your hunger, your drive will be after the things of the spirit. And when it is like that, the Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's why our churches are full of hypocrites. A man will pretend to be in love with God, but he has two fridges in the house. The fridge that carries Coca-Cola and Maltex will be outside. The fridge that carries Guinness, Star Lager, and 15% alcohol will be in the bedroom. So when pastor comes, pastor is served from the fridge in the parlor. You cannot be in Christ Jesus and live a double life. You cannot be in Christ Jesus and mind the things of the flesh. You cannot be in Christ Jesus and love the things that God hates. Where are you? We need to get that straight. What are you working after? Are you working after the flesh? Or are you working after the spirit? What are you working after? In the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 3. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 3. Let me start from verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwell, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. How do I know a man that is in Christ Jesus? He walks after the Spirit. How do I know a man that walks after the flesh? He does. His doings are like the doings of the Egyptians. He copies the world around him. Our world is full of confusion. You almost cannot separate the righteous from the wicked. You almost cannot differentiate the Christian from the unbeliever. The unbeliever collects bribe. The Christian pays tithe from bribe. We are in the world. We behave like the world. We walk after them. And not after Christ. Check it very well. Where God has placed you, who are you walking after there? Are you walking after the Spirit? Have you come to that place where God is not only your God, He is Lord over your life? The tragedy of our generation is that people don't mind making Jesus their Savior. They hate to make Him their Lord. They don't mind Him saving them from troubles, saving them from challenges. They treat God like a vulcanizer. You don't visit the vulcanizer all the time. You only visit Him when you have puncture. You only look for Him when you have trouble. When you don't have a challenge, you only wave Him as you pass by. Some of us only treat God as problem solver, miracle worker. When we need a miracle, when we have a challenge, when we have trouble, we run to Him, He takes care of it. But when He wants to control our life, we tell Him off. Who is your Lord? Who are you walking after? Who are you living to please? Has Egypt around you not swallowed you up? God told them, don't do after their doings. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwell, shall ye not do. Don't keep the ordinances. Some of us, we are from a root where immorality is normal. You can even donate your wife in appreciation to somebody you love. Your best friend can be visiting your house and the person he's coming to see is not you, but your wife. And you are aware and you excuse them. You continue that life, you end in condemnation. God said, even though you dwell in Egypt, don't do after their doings. You are in Egypt, you don't belong to Egypt. You are in this world, you don't belong to the world. The world system must not engulf you. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, what your flesh desires, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they are of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father escapes from his life. How will you be desiring to manifest as a son of God when you are living like a carbon copy of the devil? Hello, ma. 2021. You cannot point to one convert, one soul that you have won for the Lord. But at least you have committed abortion 3 times. So whose daughter are you? Who is gaining from your life? Who is excited about the kind of life you are living? Some of you are here. By human rating, you are leaders in your fellowship. You are leaders in your churches. You are leaders where you came from. But you are the source of fall of many. A young lady in this city attended a follow-up. And under the cover of the follow-up, was the means she lost her virginity. She had a covenant with God, a burning desire to keep her virginity, to honor God with her body all the days of her life. But the man who could have helped her to stand her ground was the one who helped her out of God. In the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Who are you walking after? Are you walking after the flesh? If you are walking after the flesh, you will do according to the doings of the Egyptians. The people around you will influence you. Instead of manifesting the life of God and attracting them to God, instead of manifesting the power of God and affecting their lives, they will manifest their lives and entice you away from your God. God told them, don't walk after other gods. Too many in the house of God have drifted after other gods. Who is the real God in your life? Whatever you love more than God is a god. First John chapter 5 verse 21 says, be careful, my little children, so that you do not give God's place to anything else. Whatever is competing with God in your life is a god. Walk not after other gods. For some people, money is the god they worship. They can compromise for money. They can make business with their body for money. They can exchange their destiny for money. They can tell any lie for money. They can compromise their faith for money. They love money more than they love God. If you walk after the flesh, you can never please God. If you walk after the flesh, you can never manifest his life. If you walk after the flesh, it is a proof that you are not in him. If you walk after the flesh, at the end of the day, you will be a loser. What is that God you are walking after? That young man, that young lady that has taken God's place in your life has become your God. Whoever you yield yourself to obey, the servant of that person you are. That person you are alive to please. Even when you are preparing to go to church, you are preparing to go for a meeting, and the person gives you a call, he's coming to do rubbish with you. You terminate your appointment with God to keep that appointment. Who is that God you are walking after? Who has become a replacement for the Almighty God, the Holy God in your life. Let's get it very straight. Which God are you after? That relationship that is causing you heaven. That's God displaced. Some of you are here. Addictions in your life is the God you are serving. You'll have been a correct Christian. You'll have been living a wonderful life as a son of God. But there is this addiction in your life. Something you have fallen into love with. It's destroying you, but you can't give it up. Like that madman of Gadara, he was using the stone to cut himself. The more he was wounding himself, the more he was weeping, but he could not stop wounding himself. Several of you are here tonight. The life you are living is not by choice. The life you are living is not the life you want to live. The things you are doing, they are not the things you want to do. The things you don't want to do, they are the things you have become a captive of doing. But the things you really want to do, you don't have what it takes to do it. Addictions. Addictions to drugs. Addictions to habits. Homosexuality. Lesbianism. Your life is not correct, but you pretend all is right. Several years ago, I went to preach in the University of Maiduguri. And one of the new converts that repented came for prayers. I said, "What's your need?" He said, "Sir, I'm a lesbian." "You commit lesbianism in this school?" She said, "Yes, sir." "With who?" "One of the senior sisters in the fellowship that coordinated the crusade the first night. And she was standing with water for me to drink." She pointed to her and said, "My auntie." May God help us preachers. We drink and eat all kind of things. She was standing with water for me. I say, "Auntie, so you are a lesbian. You coordinated the program the first night. You are a lesbian. You are the one attending to me. You are a lesbian." She said, "Daddy, it's not that I like it. The thing just started and then it became a habit and I could not break from it." I also remember that while I lectured in Benue Polytechnic many years ago, there used to be this smallish sister in the choir. She's the smallest. Anytime the choir is dancing and coming in, she's the one in the front. She did a 1-year course for 4 years. She will fail and repeat class. Your journey after the flesh is the reason why you are stagnated in destiny. You are not moving forward. Nothing is working. You are deceiving men. They are clapping for you. But God knows you. He's not moving you anywhere. You can bribe to pass exams in the physical, but you don't bribe to pass exams with God. If you fail, you have failed, and you are treated as a failure. You are kept to repeat the same class until you pass. Then one day, God arrested her. And then she said to me, "Sir, I have been a lesbian. All these years, a lesbian. Singing in the choir, a lesbian. Leading in songs, a lesbian. I know it is bad. I know it is wrong. I don't want to do it, but I can't stop doing it." They brought a young man to me the other time. He said, "Sir, I don't have feelings towards men like myself. I'm a homosexual." I don't have feelings towards women. But when I see men, I'm aroused. When I see men, something rises up on the inside of me. And he went to church for night vigil one day. And in night vigil, he wanted to force somebody to commit homosexual act with the person within church premises. And he was disgraced. Several of you are here tonight. Captives of sin. Captives of sinful habits. Captives of addictions. Addictions to drugs. Addictions to pornography. Used to hold very strong night vigils of intercession and prayers now. But you have changed it to nights of pornography. Addictions. How can the devil imprison you? And we will not give you the opportunity to cry out until you are helped. God told them, don't walk after their gods. These things are normal with them. It is normal for them to be fornicators. It is normal for them to be homosexuals. It is normal for them to be lesbians. It is normal for them to be addicted to drugs, smoke marijuana. Some of you are here. You are addicted to smoking marijuana. But you comfort yourself with acts of spirituality. I needed you to face God properly tonight. Who are you? Who have you been walking after? Is it not strange gods? Strange habits that have become master over your life, objects of worship, they will cause you to perish at the end of your journey. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 4. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. That's what it means to walk after the Spirit. When you walk after the Spirit, you fear God, you love God, you keep his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you hate me, do what? Break my commandments. Your life of disobedience is a proof that you do not truly love him. When you walk after the Lord, when you walk after the Spirit, the Lord is that Spirit. You will fear him. You will keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. When it becomes the essence of your life, what you manifest is him. When you manifest him, there is no struggle about manifestation of power. When you manifest him, deliverance, healing, is not a matter. when you manifest his life, whatever he does can happen. Cleave to him. Serve him. Walk after him. Not just as God, but as the Lord of your life. The one that has the final say. The one whose decision over you is final. Follow me to John chapter 1. Look at something that happened in verse 35-36. John chapter 1 verse 35-36. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he wept. Did you see that scripture? What were they looking at to see about Jesus? Not his power manifestation. Several of you came to be part of this conference, and your heart desire is that you will manifest the power of God. And that craving for power has carried you from one place to the other. From correct places to wrong people. Wrong places. And has brought all kind of hands on your head. That's why your life is a bunch of confusion. I wish our emphasis will go back here. When men become correct, when men bear his life to manifest his nature, manifest his power, manifest his glory, will be normal life. Normal life. More than 300 people received one kind of miracle or the other from God tonight. What's my contribution to it? Nothing. Looking upon Jesus as he wept, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Your work tells us who you are. How you work tells us who you are. It is not your telling us, I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a man of God, that is the matter. Where we verify who you are is a check on your work. Who are you working after? When they saw the way he worked, John said, this is the Lamb of God. We analyze people by their walk, but God checks people up by their life, their work. And when your work with God becomes correct, the power of God can actively work through you without stress. That is what I want you to check tonight. To be carnally minded is death. And anyone who walks after the flesh can never please God. Because the works of the flesh are these: fornication, covetousness, lasciviousness, emulation, copy, witchcraft. You cannot walk after the flesh and please God. It's not possible. Then 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 now has this to say. If we get this matter straight, we will have a visitation that you will never recover from for the rest of your life here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me hear a better amen. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. He that committed sin is of who? Say it well. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. How many of you want to manifest as sons? What is the assignment of sons when they manifest? Can you destroy the work of the devil when the devil is at work in you? Don't forget, no servant can serve two masters. I feel very strongly tonight, my assignment is to deal with what is not allowing you manifest as a son. And that is the sin that has taken you captive. You have had all kind of theories that have encouraged you to condone the kind of life you are living. Some people have told us the grace of God has given us license to live anyhow. Nothing really matters anymore. Even before you commit the sins, they have been forgiven. Any grace that is a license to sin is not grace, it's disgrace. His name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. What is it teaching us? The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness. No to worldly lust. No to wickedness. That's what the grace of God does. Verse 14 of Titus chapter 2 says, he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Not some iniquity, all iniquity. How come you have been in church for decades, but you have remained the same captive? You were fornicating when you were single. We were tempted to think that it was because you were not yet married. When you got married, it got worsened. You became a worse adulterer. It is because the grace of God has not appeared to you yet. It has not done an effective work in your life yet. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the work of the devil. But before you claim that you are a son of God, he decided to announce, he that is practicing sin is of the devil. He cannot manifest as a son. He that is a liar is of the devil. Some of you lie more than the devil. You don't even think before you lie. You lie to make money. You lie to deceive girls. You lie to do every kind of thing. You are an anointed liar. There is anointing to lie. And you want to manifest as a son. Let's not deceive ourselves. Can I ask you again? How many of you want to manifest as sons? How many of you desire that God will use you to destroy the work of the devil cheaply? Satanic activities, where you came from, can be reduced to nothing. False prophets, where you came from, can get out of job. When you go back with the authentic force of God, with the authentic power of God, with the authentic life of the Son, and you begin to manifest. But how can you manifest His life when you walk after the flesh? How can you manifest His life when you walk after the doings of Egyptians? How can you manifest His life when you do, when you walk after other gods? God of fashion. Some of you are here, you call yourself Christians, but you go around nakedly on streets like prostitutes. The God of fashion has caught up with you. Sacred parts of your body are for public view. Anointed to seduce and to slaughter. And you want to manifest? He that is practicing sin is of the devil. Like the seven sons of Sceva. They wanted to manifest as sons. And seven of them gathered around one demon possessed person. And they say, you devil, come out. You devil, come in. You devil, I bind you. You devil, I loose you. And then the devil said, did you say Jesus? I know him. Did you call Paul? I know him. You remember Jesus? One time he said, the prince of this world cometh. He has nothing in me. Say, devil, check me up. Do I resemble you anywhere? Is there any part of you that is in me? No resemblance. Nothing. Say, did you call Paul? We know him. The things that were gained to him, he counted them but loss. So I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live. It's not my life anymore that is on stage. It's Christ that lives his life through me. You say, but I want to check your credentials very well. Who are you? Which life are you made of? Where are you coming from? They couldn't answer the question. How come every time you go for evangelism, you come back with headache? How come every time you pray for the sick, for the next 3 weeks you are sick, their sickness leaves them and enters you? What are you manifesting? Can I ask us one more time? How many of us want to manifest as sons of God? Wave your hand. Put your hands down. How many of us want to settle the matter of sin permanently tonight? Sin, sinful habits. Can I see your hand up? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I want to settle the matter of sin tonight. I can't be serving the devil and then expect that God will pass through me to destroy his work. Whatever is giving the devil access on my life, whatever is making my life displeasing to God, whatever is making my life tend towards death and perishing, I want to give it up and I want to be set free from it. Put that hand up again one more time. Put it up very well. Put it up very well. The only person you cannot deceive is yourself. I really want to manifest as the Son of God. But this lifestyle that is not God's style, this life that is not God's own life, these things that are choking me, that will not allow me be the person I should be, I want it dealt with tonight. Put that hand up very well. As you put the hand up, stand on your feet. If the devil is not ashamed to wreck you, you will be a fool to be ashamed to escape his clutches. I don't like the life I'm living. I don't like the things I'm doing. I want to be set free from my sins so that I can manifest as a genuine son. Stand on your feet. I'd like to pray for you. Stand. Stand quickly. Can you walk forward here? Walk towards me. Quickly. What you are doing tonight is very deliberate. Heaven is watching you. Satan is watching you. The world is watching you. You are walking away from a life you have lived. You are walking away from your past. You are walking away from your wickedness. You are walking away from things that dishonor God. You are walking into newness of life. Don't stay back there. You may never have opportunity of manifesting anymore. Let the matter between you and sin be settled tonight. Lord, I will not walk after the flesh anymore. I will not allow my flesh to control me anymore. I will not allow the desire of the flesh to ruin me anymore. I want to walk after the Spirit. I want to walk after the Spirit. I have walked enough after the flesh. I have displeased my God enough. I have dishonored my God enough. I'm making a decision to straighten out. I've lived like a hypocrite enough, pretending to be who I'm not. Pretending to be who you are not does not make you who you want to be. Until Jacob admitted he was Jacob, he didn't manifest. The Son of God life is Israel life. He only entered that life the day he admitted, I'm Jacob, I'm Jacob, I'm Jacob, I'm a cheat. Rise up, come to the altar, own up to God. I'm a lesbian, I'm a thief. I'm an abortionist, a murderer. I want to straighten out. Lord, clean me out. Many destinies have been destroyed by me. But Lord, I want to straighten out. Clean me out tonight. Break the chains of addiction. You are sitting back there. You are a slave of pornography. You will not come up and cry out to God and say, God, set me free. Will you pretend to your grave? If you are ashamed of people seeing you today, they will see you when you will walk to hell. You have seen them walk forward today, you will see them manifest as sons of God in no time. Until you make it right, things will never go right. Until you make it right, things will never go right with you. Can the rest of us stand up? Wherever you are on this ground, stand up. Look at how gifted you are. Well, how muddled up you are. Who do you resemble? Who do you look like? Whose life are you living? Bow your head 1 minute. You are standing back there. You know your ways are not right with God. You know your heart is not right with God. Even you are not happy with yourself. But very sincerely tonight, you want God to change your life. You want God to break the habits that have taken you captive. You want to be free so that you can serve God. Right where you are standing, can you lift your two hands up? I'm going to pray for you. I know my ways are not right. I know my life is not correct. I'm not happy with myself. I want God to bear me out. I want God to help me out. In a short while, I'm going to pray. I'll make a demand for God's visitation upon lives. Let there be no reason why God will bypass you. You want to make it right with God wherever you are? Come forward quickly. You want to make a decision no longer to walk after the flesh? Come forward quickly. No longer to gratify the desires of the flesh. Pour out your heart to God. If your heart is telling you, you should be kneeling down at this altar, don't disobey. Leave where you are standing. Come forward quickly. There is mercy at this altar. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Oh, I'm waiting for you over there, over there. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
A sanctuary,
pure and holy,
pure and holy,
tried and true. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me
a sanctuary,
pure and holy,
we are seeking.
When a vessel is clean, is emptied of all trash, such a vessel can be filled with the right content. In the name of Jesus. Some culture still somewhere there. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the simplest grace. But holy live on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid
rock I stand. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking
swell. Jesus. 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 Jesus, Master. Sort this life out once and for all.
Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking.
Jesus. Standing back there, God started something awesome with your life. The grace of God was evident. The life of God was evident. But along the way, you had an accident that has left you deformed. What you could once do for the Lord, you can't do anymore. You have become incapacitated, weak and defeated. But your heart is crying. Lord, take me back there again. Restore that glory I once tasted. If I'm talking about you, can you put your right hand up? I'd like to see you. I'd like to specially pray for you. If you are not in the front yet, I want you to come to my right hand side here. If you are in the front already, just be where you are. Come to my right hand side here. This way. This way. I want the glory to return. I want your presence back.
In the cross. In the cross. In my glory.
Pour out your heart to God. Pray till something happens to you today. Return back with fire. That fire you lost from the altar. That fire you lost from the altar. God wants to restore it back. God wants to restore it back. God wants to restore it back. God is changing your garment. God is changing your garment. God is reclothing you. God is reclothing you. God is reclothing you. Cry out to God. You brought your covenant. You broke your covenant. Things have never been the same with you anymore. Oh God, return, return back to your house.
Holy Ghost, fire, fire, fall on me. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, fall on me.
Pray, pray. Cry out to God. Life can never be better anywhere. Life can never be better elsewhere. Wherever you are on this ground, pray. The Lord is reaching out to people all over the place. God is set to open a new chapter in your life. Pray. The glory of your latter days will exceed the former days. Your best is yet to come. Satan has lost it. He couldn't stop you to come to the Lord tonight for restoration. You will cause him more havoc. You will cause him more damage than in the past. Lord, consider me again. Lord, consider me again. Consider me again. Don't allow your uniform to deceive you. Will you not go on your knees? Will you not seek the Lord while he may be found? How I cherish the rock and cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. How I cherish the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange you someday for a crown. How I cherish the rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange me someday. Jesus, keep me near the cross. The precious fountain. Savior, thank you, Lord. Draw Jesus. 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 Jesus, Master, Master, Jesus, Jesus' precious name we pray. Those of you in the front here, can you stand up? Stand if you can. I've made up my mind to go God's way. For the rest of my life, it's not a crusade decision. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. It's a lifelong decision. Say, dear Lord. Say, dear Lord. Tonight, I have resolved on the matter of walking after the flesh. On the matter of sinful living. Have mercy on me. Clean me out. Clean me out of every rubbish in my life. Set me free from addictions, from sinful habits that disgrace you in my life. Lord Jesus, be truly Lord over my life. Be truly Lord over my life. I will walk after you. I will cleave unto you. And I will serve you. Only you. From now. For the rest of my life. I pledge my life to you. Take it over. And make it what you want it to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I ask my wife to pray for you? 1 minute. Please come quickly and pray for them. This decision you have made tonight is for life. You will find your heart perfectly hating those habits. No more appetite for it. No more desire for it. So Satan can't lay claim over your life anymore. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear a better amen. Let me hear a better amen. Tell that person competing with God in your life off. Tell the person off. You have no more place in my heart, no more place in my life. I've given my heart, my life to the rightful owner.
Shall we pray? Our dear Father, I hand over everyone who has come out to surrender his or her heart to you. Lord, I ask that whatever they have repented out of it, they will never see themselves go back to it again in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, you know every one of them. And I am asking on their behalf now that the God of heaven they have given their life to, release your Holy Spirit to supervise them, to follow them up, to build them by yourself. In the name of Jesus, whatever God deliver you from inside shall never find their way into your life again. In the mighty name of Jesus, be it iniquity, evil sin, evil habit, whatever God have delivered, you are saved from it. Today I bring the cross of Calvary between you and those power. There will no more cross their boundary to come and sit in your life again and carry you back to the world, to sin, to Satan. In the name of Jesus, the Lord help you. As we see you today, tomorrow, if Jesus comes, we shall sit together at his feet. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Now listen. We want to watch over this decision that you have made. We want to follow you up. We want to help you further. So just go this way. We'd like to get your details. Thank you. Go this way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You will never regret the decision you have made today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. You will never regret this decision. This time around, you will stand. This time around, you will serve God all the days of your life. You have the victory this time around. You will never be a captive anymore. I see you become a mighty vessel for God. Of you here, can you come to the altar proper now? I want to pray for you. Come this way. God will do it again. The Lord will give you another chance. I like to believe you must have learned your lesson. You will not be foolish with destiny anymore. Move this way. Keep moving. How many of us back there want fresh fire? You want fresh fire of the Holy Spirit upon you? Can you join them? Heaven is about to release fire. Don't leave your phone on your seat. And nobody should make mistake of taking anything from here, because you will not have strength to cross the gate. Before you reach gate, you will go to where you choose to go to. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh
Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life.
To visit you, lift up your voice and cry out to him. Pray that he'll restore back to you what you lost. Pray that he'll release fresh fire on your life. Fresh fire, fresh fire. Make a demand. Let your request be clear. Father, fresh fire. Fresh fire, Lord. Open your mouth wide and pray. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, my Father. Power to pray. Power to preach. Let God hear your voice. Let your cry overshadow other cries. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. I'm going to talk to God about you. When I finish, I will command you to receive in Jesus' name. Whatever I have secured, you will receive. When I command you to receive the third time, after that third amen, just begin to pray in the language of the Holy Spirit as much as you can till I ask you to stop. God is said to love you so much on ready hearts. Father, thank you. All that they lost along the way, I pray tonight in your mercy, you will restore in the name of Jesus. Let every fire that went off from any altar be rekindled now in the name of Jesus. The Lord empower you. to walk with him. The Lord empower you to work for him. The Lord empower you to be his agent that will destroy the works of the devil. The Lord recommission you tonight to be destructive to the kingdom of darkness. Receive fresh fire upon your life. Receive fresh fire upon your life. Receive fresh fire upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power to pray like never before. Power to preach the word of God. Power to heal the sick. Power to cast out devils. Power to live for God. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive now in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Pray. Pray.
Holy fire, burn upon my Hey, yeah.
of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Place those two hands on your stomach. Listen. 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 Father, open up bowels now. A large spiritual capacity. Open. 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 Wombs open. In the name of Jesus. Father, let there be transfer of divine burdens. Share your 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 burdens. In the name of Jesus. That is transfer of burden going on. Jesus, precious name we pray. Can you lift your two hands up and be quiet? Father, I do know that you are raising an army of young people that will go through nations, subduing them for you. Father, invest here now. Invest in lives. Invest. 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 He's passing by. He's passing by. He's passing by. That is divine investment going on. That is divine investment going on. None of these destinies will be wasted, Lord. They will count for you. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me,
yes.
Dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, oh
yes,
Lord. I need your hand.
No. You.
Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hand. Lay your hands on me.
Nikaya atose.
Lay your hands on me, dear Lord. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hand. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me.
Baludina dana daya akosa.
Lay your hands on me, dear
Lord.
Oh Lord, I need your hand. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord.
You have just been given a new heart.
Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need
you will go far.
Your hand. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. I need your hands.
Amen. Just lift your two hands up. Close your eyes and just be quiet. The master is still passing by. Finish what you have started, Lord. With black. Yes. Come. Prophetic gifts are being restored. Father, I ask, follow everyone here back home tonight. Let these dealings continue. All through this night, let there be supernatural encounters across this land. In the name of Jesus. Open your eyes and listen to me. When you get back home tonight, spend at least 30 minutes to pray further before you sleep. Over this night, the Lord will grant you encounters you have never had. And it will open great new chapters in your life. Remember, you are to manifest as son, not doing the works of the devil, but destroying the works of the devil. Wherever you come, Satan's work must not thrive there anymore. Your light will shine, and darkness will not comprehend it. Amen. So, what did I say? When you get back home tonight, what did I ask you to do? At least 30 minutes. Some of you will try to stop after 30 minutes. You will not be able. But something new has started. Jesus.